You're listening to Ruminating on the Revolutionary, Reflections on the Gospel of Luke.
So hello everyone, welcome to this podcast. I hope you're doing good. My name is Adrian Torres Diaz, and I'm part of the Emerging Leaders cohort, especially the Trailblazers group. And as part of this cohort, we have been assigned to read the book of Luke to continue to learn about discipleship and missions.
Hello, I'm Nora Elizabeth Kalkman, and we are here to discuss the Gospel of Luke, which us Emerging Leaders Trailblazers studied together, and we wanted to share some of the things that we discussed with you all. So the purpose of this podcast is to invite you to reflect with us on the book of Luke. But first, we wanted to share a little bit about the book, the author, date, context, purpose, content, and structure, which Adrian and myself will be sharing with you all. Then we will have a little sneak preview of what the other episodes are going to be about, and we hope you enjoy and keep listening. So first, the author of Luke was most likely a physician named Luke, a Gentile and companion of Paul, as we see the use of the plural in the missionary journeys in Acts 16 and chapters 20 to 28 as well. We also see this in Colossians chapter 4 verse 14 and Philemon verse 24. And something interesting is that Luke also wrote Acts. So the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts go together, and you'll probably hear us mention that pretty often as well. The Gospel of Luke and Acts was most likely written after the Gospel of Matthew and Mark. Mark specifically, because some scholars have seen an improvement of the Greek grammar in the Book of Luke and Acts. And also because Luke mentions having eyewitnesses to Jesus' story as sources in chapter 1, verse 2. So most likely this means that it was written in the 60s or 80s AD, shortly after the events of Acts where it ends. So the context of the book is that especially in Acts, we see that Luke accompanies Paul on his mission to Gentiles, which likely means that the focus group Luke is writing to are Gentiles as well. He writes in Greek with, as I mentioned, good grammar, so that's also a reason we think that Luke is writing to Gentiles, because it's probably aimed at people who are at least educated or familiar with Greek. And it's also written in the style of Greek historians, particularly in the style of Greek biographers. And the location that the Gospel of Luke was most likely circulated in was Macedonia, Greece, and modern-day Turkey, so the Aegean region, because of the interest in that region that we find in Acts as well. So that's probably where the Gospel circulated, but the Gospel itself is addressed to a specific person. So Adrian, could you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
Yes, for sure. For one of the first verses, we can read Luke 1, he's talking about a person called Theophilus. When we look to the Greek of what Theophilus means, it means the beloved of God, the child of God, a friend of God. So although it was written to a specific person, we can also make, let's say, the assumption that it is also referred to us as childs of God when we come to be believers of Jesus Christ. So now, talking a little bit more about the purpose of Luke, one of the main purposes is to present by order everything that Jesus started to do and teach. And we can see this in Luke 1 from 3 to 4 and Acts 1:1. And he says in Luke 1, he says, "With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know that the certainty of the things that you have been taught. So he wanted to make sure that Theophilus received an orderly account of the events of what Jesus did. But he also wanted to say that he carefully investigated. He was talking about real facts of what has been seen and heard about Jesus. And in Acts 1, he says, in my former book, he's referring to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach. So he's also talking not just about the facts and an orderly account of the events, but he also is talking about what Jesus began to do and to teach. So that's one of the main purposes of why Luke wrote that gospel. And now we're going to go a little bit more into the content of Luke. One of the main topics on what Luke is trying to portray is that he wants to send the message that Jesus not only came to the Jews, but also for all the Gentiles, and that includes us. In Luke 24:47, he says, then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. And he, Jesus, told them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of the sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, although he makes clear that the message is not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles, he stands out Jesus' Jewish roots. And we can see that in Luke 2 from 21 to 24 when he talks about Jesus' circumcision and presentation in the temple, which, as we know, is part of Jewish tradition. So he wants to make that clear too. And another thing that accompanies that he talks about his presentation in the temple and his circumcision, and why this is important is because he presents Jesus as the consummation of the expectatives of the Old Testament. And one final thing that we can say about the content is that Luke also emphasizes Jesus' prayer life, which we can talk about in the next episode to come. Now, talking about structure, the person that made the commentary on the Bible that I have divided this book of Luke in 7 parts. Introduction, story of the childhood of Jesus, preparation for his public ministry, ministry in Galilee, the narrative of the journey to Jerusalem, ministry in Jerusalem, and passion and glorification of Jesus. Now, the ELC members, Trailblazers, we did a different structure, and as you're going to be seeing in the next episodes, we divide it by sections. So we have the first section, let's say it will go from chapters 1 through 6, the next episode will go from chapters 7 to 12, then from 13th to 18th, and then the last one will be from 19th to 24. So that's it about the structure, about the content, and a little bit about the purpose of why Luke wrote this gospel.
Yeah, and as you listen, we encourage you to read along as well so that you can start thinking about what we discuss. And as we said, we want to invite you to reflect with us. So if you hear something that's interesting, or if you read something that's interesting that we haven't touched on in the episode, you can email us regarding any of the Ruminating on the Revolutionary episodes at volunteers@internationalministries.org. That email will also be in the show notes so you can see exactly how it's spelled. So yeah, we'd love for you to join us on this journey, which Adrian will take it away now, introducing the moderators for the next chapter sections and the next episodes.
So as we approach the discussion and the reflections on each of the chapters and the structure that we develop, I'm just going to present you who are going to be the moderators. First, we're going to have Nora, then we're going to have Josquin, then we're going to have Trey, and we will end up with Sarah.
Hello, listeners! Again, I am Nora Elizabeth, and I will be moderating chapters 1 to 6 of Luke together with my guest, Adrian. And we will be talking about how a faith community can encourage each other, about priorities, about trust in God, and we also talk about the importance of prayer. So we hope you stick around and enjoy!
I'm Josquin Malone. I will be moderating for Luke chapters 7 through 12. I was joined by Nora Elizabeth. It was a pleasure to have her join me in the conversation. We talked a lot about mental health. We talked about also the upside down kingdom, this very continuous theme throughout Luke that we see. And also we talked about having a childlike faith. Stay tuned and give it a listen. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Hello, listeners. My name is Trey Snooty. I'll be moderating Luke chapters 13 through 18 for you today, along with my guests, Josh Quinn and Nora. We'll be discussing the three major themes of the Upside Down Kingdom, giving power to the powerless, and how Luke is a gospel written for all. How do you think that these three themes will tie into what we will discuss? Stay tuned and find out.
My name is Sarah Doyle, and on chapters 19 to 24, we have our guest, Josh Quinn. And as we go through the chapters, we discuss Luke's themes of discipleship and our call to be a witness out to the nations. What does the Upside Down Kingdom look like at the end of Luke? And what does that mean as we're sent forward as the church?
Thanks for joining us on this introductory episode of Ruminating on the Revolutionary. We hope you enjoy and are looking forward to the next episodes. Share your thought with us on the Gospel of Luke by sending an email to volunteers@internationalministries.org. See you next time, Ruminating on the Revolutionary.
Directed by Adrian Torres Diaz and Nora Elizabeth Kalkman. It was also edited by Nora Elizabeth. The music was composed by Trace Nooney, and our podcast art is by Sarah Doyle, featuring Rito Rennie's painting, St. Luke.
I'm in the dark.